Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life, and let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet, and let my heart fill with silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear blue sky. Never ending, reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. In my life, there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to.
Cynthia Fontaine and Transforming Your Life. Tonight we're talking about continuing our talk, last week's talk about addiction, but we're adding another element to that tonight, and that is loving kindness. I'm also going to throw in a little bit of what I did this weekend to fill you guys in on why I had to change the time of the show today last minute. If you saw my post, I had an amazing opportunity that just happened very last minute to attend a intensive workshop with Rhys Thomas and his Institute of Energy Medicine. And it wasn't by chance. It was definitely by divine intervention. And I've been looking for a program, because I'm always looking for something to bring to you, something new, some to add more tools into my toolbox so I can offer you more tools to help you in your life and living a fuller, happier life. So I had this amazing sudden opportunity to attend this intensive workshop this weekend that was so powerfully amazing that I can't tell you about it all in this show tonight, but I will tell you about it. And the really exciting thing, as if that wasn't exciting enough, is that Reese has agreed to become a regular contributor to the show. So he is going to be guest on the show, and we're going to set that up over the next couple of weeks. So you can look forward to hearing from Reese Thomas in the future here on Cynthia Fontaine Radio on Blog Talk. How about that? So very exciting. So you may want to take a look at Reese's work to get to know him a little bit, to see what you're in for. He is a master healer and a master coach, and he founded the Institute of Energy Medicine in Massachusetts. Now, I am now officially a student of the Institute, and I'm so thrilled because, you know, teacher is not a great teacher unless the teacher is always learning new things. So remember that whether you are looking for a mentor or even looking for someone to guide you in your life, always look for someone who stays fresh and is always adding new things to what they do. Because if a teacher or a mentor stops learning, then it becomes outdated, you know, like very much like a car or a bag of potato chips, for example. Now, I am going to take callers this show, but not until the second half of the show, which this is actually a new format for me, because I find when I take callers in the first half of the show, I often don't get through much of the content of the show that I've prepared for you. So we're going to do a little Hay House format, and we're going to go with callers in the second half of the show. So let's talk about a little bit about astrology and what's going on, because astrology plays so much into what's happening with us, and many people don't realize how much it really affects us. It can affect your mood, you know, your relationship, all kinds of things. And if you haven't done an astrological chart, birth chart, I highly recommend you get one done by someone who really can interpret it for you, because it can be really helpful for you to understand more about yourself and why you do things the way that you do. And if you have, you know, family members or people that you live with, spouses or things like that, you may want to do one on them as well. That being said, we're going to sort of work that topic into tonight's show with addiction, because when oftentimes those of us who tend to be in relationships with people who have an addiction problem or who have had addiction in their lives in the past, very often what can take something, for example, like an astrology chart, and then go to them and say, oh, this is why you're like that, and look at this, and this explains it, and you know. So you want to be careful not to be too overzealous with it, you know, when it's a new thing, because we all get totally so excited. And hi in the chat room, I see Sandy and Jules. It's great to see you guys here. And yes, I love Kevro too. And he's going to have a new CD coming out in September, which I am so excited about. And I am actually part of the campaign to help him get his CD launched. So look for me posting some of Kev Rowe's things for the new CD, and I am supporting him in that because I just love his stuff, and he's such a great guy, and he's unfortunate that he allows me to use his music. So how about that? Someday I'm going to have him write a song for me and for the show, for all of you guys, and I have somebody working on a superhero character for me. I'm not sure when it's going to be done, but these are all things that are in the works. It's all fun. We have to have fun. That's the thing about life. We get too serious. We often, you know, as adults have, now we just take life too seriously because, face it, we've all had a lot of, and I'm going to say a word that I don't usually say, but we've all had a lot of shit happen in our lives. There's no way around it. The human experience. Now, some of us have had more shit than others, but, you know, we all choose some of these big things in our chart before we come in to go through. And so some of the things you may have chosen may be similar to mine, or some of them may be different. The key is learning to work with those things and turn them into something positive. Even something that can seem so tremendously difficult to deal with, you know, such as, you know, if you've listened to me before, you know my story and some of the crazy things that have happened to me. And if you're new to the show, I welcome you. So I'm going to, you know, again, give you just a little bit. You know, I was raped twice when I was, before I was 20 years old, and held at gunpoint, and you know, all kinds of crazy things happened in my life. Those are just a couple of them. And those are pretty big. So some people never seem to be able to work through that, get over it. And for many years, I struggled. I mean, I lost my brother last year to suicide. And I myself, twice in my life, was on the verge of suicide myself. I was very fortunate to be able to have people who I could reach out to that held my hand and pulled me off the limb. And I can't tell you how important it is to have people in your life who you can reach out to, who you can count on, who you can pick up the phone to and say, I need help. And if they can't help you, that maybe they know somebody who can. So reach out if you need help. All right, so back to Gemini a little bit. So many people think, oh, Gemini, the evil twin. And some Gemini people can seem like evil twins. You know, Jekyll and Hyde, they're happy one minute and they're slashing up you know, things the next minute. It's the two-headed monster. They're shapeshifter, or Gemini can be a joker. Now, those are all the shadow sides of Gemini. And when we look at the light side of Gemini, the opposite side, because everything has a polarity. Everything has equal balance. It's our own unique individual selves who get out of balance, and for many reasons, where we go to addiction, whether it's food, whether it's marijuana, whether it's drinking, whether it's sex or Facebook even, because there are people who are even addicted to Facebook. And no matter what the addiction is, it all comes back to the same reason. Somewhere in your life, someone told you you weren't good enough. And that could have shown up in a way that was very difficult, such as molestation. It could have shown up as physical abuse. It could have shown up as verbal abuse. It could be from a family member or somebody in the teaching community. There's so many ways where these things could have happened or shown up in your life. Or maybe you love somebody who has an addiction. And whether someone is actively in their addiction or they're in recovery, they're still an addict. It doesn't, you know, they still have some of they all have the characteristics of the addict, whether they're actively participating or not. But when the addict gets into recovery, they start to get tools to get healthy. And what some of those tools look like, or I should say what they help with, is to fill the missing piece that we're all looking for. It all comes down to trying to fill this God-sized hole that is never fillable. Because God, if you think about it, if you have any religious background or beliefs, and even if you don't have a religious background, if you just sort of look up the meaning or the idea of God, it's all-encompassing. It's everything and everywhere, and it's in every one of us. And whatever you call it, you know, please don't be offended by my use of the word God. It's the way I was brought up, but I follow many spiritual practices and beliefs. You know, so call it whatever you want, the divine power. You may, you know, have Buddha in your life. It's all the same energy, the same vibration. So what it comes down to is because someone in our lives has shown us that we're not good enough. And what the truth is you are good enough. So sit with that just for a minute. And I mean this from my heart. Some of you I know personally, and some of you I know through following me on Facebook or following the radio show. But know that my heart capacity is so large, it's so big that I can encompass and embrace you all, whether I know you or have met you personally or have a media relationship with you. Energy is energy, and it can pass through time and space, and there's no difficulty in energy exchange. The only difficulty is the limitation of our mind. So I truly send out to you in whatever you're dealing with in your life, I truly send love from my heart, and I send blessings to you. For some of us, that's very difficult to receive. Very difficult to receive. Because, again, going back to our childhood, many times we can't now believe in our adulthood that we are good enough because we were told somewhere along the line we weren't. So why do some people become addicted and some people don't? Well, there's so many reasons for that, really. And I'm not sure that there is an absolute reason, because I think things change as we learn more. Very often in a difficult relationship as an adult, then maybe you've turned to food and the food is comforting you, because that when we eat, that is sends signals to the brain of comfort, especially if you're eating things like carbohydrates, chocolate, flour, cakes, things like that. And when you add milk to it, milk and honey goes back thousands and thousands of years to the Roman times, where that was the comfort food that, you know, you got. And so we have this connection with this milk and honey, milk and sweet things. And if you are in an addiction now, whether it is, again, it could be Facebook, no matter what the addiction could be, and it could be a mild addiction, it could be a more serious one, I really encourage you to start becoming mindful of your actions as you're doing them. And when I say mindful, I mean be mindful with compassion towards yourself. Big one for many people, because as you're putting that piece of chocolate in your mouth and you're just putting one piece after another because you want to feel better, stop for a moment and think about, do I really want this piece of chocolate? Oftentimes, we've never even asked ourselves that. We just stuff it in. We just drink the glass of wine. We just stay on the computer for hours and hours, whatever it may be. And we never give ourselves an opportunity to choose from a conscious level. When you can start making conscious choice, whether it's an addiction or whether it is in your relationships that you're in, the type of job that you hold, what your passion is, when you can look at things and ask, do I really want this? How is it serving me? And if you really want that piece of chocolate because you just want to taste it, to savor it, to feel it in your mouth, then go for it. But enjoy it. So many of us who are sensitive And you don't have to be psychic, but you can be empathic or intuitive or just a highly sensitive person. We can put on, for example, I'll use myself. I can put 10 pounds on it overnight just by holding on to emotional stuff. If I'm in a large group of people and I don't filter really well and do things like take salt baths and, you know, be really careful not to hold on to other people's emotions and stuff, because this is what I do. I work with people. So it can be difficult for me sometimes to remember or even to realize that I've taken on somebody's stuff, or maybe their stuff has triggered my own stuff. You know, just because you're listening to me doesn't mean I'm perfect either. I used to use food to, what's the word that I want? To comfort myself. That was many, many years ago. I mean, I would sit and eat a box of Nutty Buddy bars, which are these chocolate peanut butter things, in a matter of 5 minutes flat, because I could not deal with my former husband's drinking addiction. And it was a very severe addiction. He was verbally abusive, and then he turned physically abusive to the point where he attempted to kill me by strangling me. So that's pretty tough stuff. So, but I didn't have the tools to deal with it. I grew up in a family with alcoholism. I grew up in a family where it was normal, and you expected that. You expected to be abused in some way or another, and I didn't know any different. Fortunately, I was able to come across, or people had come across my path who could give me tools to then help me better deal with this sort of issues and to deal with myself, not to fix him, because it's never about him, because we choose the addict because that's what we know. That's what your family of origin has been. Somewhere in your family, if you have an addict in your current relationship, then somewhere in your family there's addiction. So that being said, you know, I started talking about, well, how come some people are addicts and some people aren't in family? For example, I have, and I still say have, because even though my brother James is in spirit, he's always around. So I have 4 siblings, 2 brothers, 2 sisters, and every one of those 4 siblings have an addiction problem. And I say, yes, I do admit that. I no longer do that because I'm now conscious of it. And if I do catch myself doing it, you know, it's like I'll have 1 brownie and then I'll be like, okay, I'm satisfied. But that still hasn't addressed the issue about retaining weight. I mean, I tend to carry 7 gallons of water. I retain a lot of fluid, and water is all emotions. And it's a protection for me, in a sense, and I'm learning how to release that and let it go and things like that. But when you grow up in a household that is unsafe, your body learns to adapt to do things to help keep you safe. And one of those things when you're highly sensitive is you oftentimes will put on weight. You can eat celery for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and still put on weight. It won't matter. The body goes into this fight or flight mode, and you always have these fight or flight hormones going throughout your body, and it is going to shut your metabolism down because it's got to store energy, and then the weight just comes on, which has been my issue now for, oh, I don't know, the last 20 years, really, because I haven't had it. I had it, the eating issue was for a very short period of time. And, you know, once I got rid of the house, the food went with it. But another thing is, when you eat, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Because if you're eating a brownie and you're feeling guilty about that, guess what? It's going right to your hips. Right to your hips. And if you're a guy, going right to that belly and those love handles. So you're not immune either, because I do have you know, men who listen to the show, and I appreciate that you do, because, you know, we need balance. So it's a cool thing. And so my following is only 14% men, 86% women. I love you all. So encourage your men to take a listen. I have a lot of men who do listen with their spouses or with their partners. It's really kind of cool. Okay, so let's go back to Gemini for a minute and lighten it up a little bit. So we are in the sign of Gemini. Now, the light side of Gemini is really fun. Gemini is always curious, always looking for new things. You can have a great time with Geminis. So if you don't have Geminis in your life, that's okay. Know now that we are in the energy of Gemini as we are in the astrological sun sign of Gemini. So you have an opportunity to take advantage of that energy right now. This is a really, really good time to talk about things with people who you are close with that have been difficult. And again, because so many of us have had difficult childhoods and decided to check out early in some way, either from the physical body, you may have family members who chose that, or in an emotional, mental way. You know, for example, my mother locked herself in her room when I was 12 years old, and we didn't really see her after that. And so I was sort of in charge of taking care of my siblings. Not really a good thing. And when she decided to come back out, I was like, wait a minute, you need to go get some help. You need to go figure this out. Anyway, she didn't, but towards the end of her life, I was able to help her a lot, because then she came to me. She started to understand what I do, who I became, how I dynamic, and appreciated the gifts that I had and the talent that I share with all of you. So take that Gemini energy now and enjoy yourself. We've got several more weeks of Gemini before we go into Cancer, and Cancer can be a little bit crabby. Cancer wants to stay at home, doesn't really get out and socialize, so enjoy this Gemini energy now. Just be careful that you stay on the light side of the Gemini energy. And if you get on the dark side and you get a little grouchy, then, you know that that's okay, but let it go. Don't hold on to it. So again, talk about the things now with the people you love that are difficult. Talk about it in the eye. Always stay in the eye, because remember, it is never about the other person. It is always about you. And very often when we love people who have an addiction, we often try to change them until we learn the tools and get the tools that we know it's not them, it's about us. Once you can embrace that and really work it, very often the addict will stop using. He'll become healthy. They'll become curious to what you're doing, because now you're not nagging them anymore. And, you know, it's okay to say, you know, this really upsets me. When it's not okay is when you start looking for the booze in the house. You start looking for the drugs. You start taking things and hide, throwing them away and trying. No. Now it's codependent behavior. And if you are doing that now, I really encourage you to take a look at that and learn about what being codependent means. And yeah, James is always laughing at me, I have to say. He shows up in every way that you can imagine. Last night at the intensive workshop with Reese, at the end of the night, Reese did a temple meditation with crystal bowls. And since I lost James, honestly, I've had a hard time focusing on meditation and keeping that chatterbox mind quiet. So I was sitting there waiting for the music to start, and it was a silent meditation initially, and it was silent for about a half an hour. And there were over 200 of us in the room. So you can imagine, for people who had never meditated before, and especially for people who have never been to a silent meditation before, that was a little uncomfortable for many people. So I'm sitting there and my chatterbox is going on in my head and it's going through all the things that I have went to this workshop to work through, and all the thoughts and the people are going through. And when you get that, if you're trying to meditate, just acknowledge the thought and come back to the breath. And that's what I kept doing, acknowledging the thought, coming back to the breath. Well, it gets more hilarious because the woman who was sitting next to me, I thought at first that maybe I was over onto her space in the chair a little bit, and I pushed my chair over twice. There wasn't a lot of room between the chairs to maneuver, but yet she kept pushing on me. She didn't smell that nice. So anyway, you know, when you get into situations like this, it can be tricky because there's all kinds of people that go to large events, whether it's a concert or whatever. You know, I'm sure you've experienced this yourself. So I'm thinking, oh my God, my chatterbox mind is going and this woman is leaning on me. And I actually opened my eyes to see, to make sure that I wasn't in her space on her chair. And in fact, I wasn't. She was a quarter of the way on my chair. Not only was she on my chair, but she fell asleep and she slept through the entire meditation leaning on me. So try to meditate through that. Anyway, so as we're, you know, the meditation continues and all of a sudden, I had closed my eyes again at this point, I see this amazing bright light white coming from my left eye, or coming into my left eye. And I thought, wow, somebody must have turned the lights up. And it was the most brilliant, pure white light. It was just beautiful. So I peeked open my eye. Nope, the lights were the same. Of course, it was the light of spirit that was coming through. And we were in a Masonic temple, and we were doing a temple crystal bowl meditation. So as Reese was holding the space, and then he started the bowls, I then felt this presence behind me and these hands be placed on top of my head. And I immediately felt supported. Now, normally when I meditate, my guides show up and everyone is a different color and they all have different things that they bring with them. But no guides, which I thought was interesting. But I had this presence with me, and it was a very large presence and spirit, but, you know, very gentle and kind and just supportive. And that person or that spirit stayed with me the entire time of the meditation. And afterwards, many of us shared the experience. And I did have a number of other things that happened, you know, during the meditation, which I wrote many of those things down, but I'm not going to, you know, talk about them all today. So when I shared, Reese smiled and he said, "It was your brother James." And I thought, you know, you're probably right. And at first I resisted because I thought, how could he be such a big and powerful spirit? How could he now live in this pure sense and this pure state? Well, it's the state that he came from. And it's the state that you came from. Breathe. We all come from that place. We all come into this world with perfection. It doesn't matter what your body looks like. It doesn't matter if you're missing toes on your left foot, or if you have a clubbed foot, or if you have any kind of things that someone may look at and say is a deformity or a birth defect. That does not matter to the spirit and to the soul. When you come in, your soul is whole and pure. And when we can own that, when we can believe that in our core, that's when we to have a better relationship with yourself. You start to have a better relationship with everyone around you. Things will shift for you at home. Things will shift for you at work. Things will shift for you in your life. You'll find that people in the supermarket will suddenly be saying hi where maybe they never did before. That's what seeing yourself for the beautiful soul that you are, acknowledging that and showing yourself loving kindness will do for you. So no matter what you have going on in your life, whether it's difficult emotional things, whether you live in an abusive relationship or an addictive patterns, whether you have it or family members, cure and the heal to heal is to love yourself. Now, if you are listening and you are in an abusive relationship of any kind, I personally don't know your situation, but if you're being hurt, you need to get out. And I know many of my listeners have been doing spiritual work for many years. I also have a lot of new listeners who are new to the spiritual world and who are trying to figure out maybe how to get out of situations like this. And if that is your case, please reach out. There are centers in every major city across the country that you can call and get help. Okay, so that being said, let's do a meditation, and we're going to do a loving kindness meditation to send kindness to ourselves. Also, send kindness to those people who we know and also people that we don't know. If you've never heard a loving kindness meditation before, I really encourage you to check out Jack Kornfield, not Canfield that many of us are familiar with, but Jack Kornfield. He's got the most amazing, soothing voice. It's just like, oh. Okay, so everyone, if you are in a place where you can relax just for a couple of minutes, I'd like you to stop what you're doing, sit down if you can, or you can lay down if you'd like. If you are driving the car, obviously, please do not do this. I know I have lots of listeners who listen on their cell phones, and so you could be driving a car. So if you're doing that, please come back and listen to the replay, which is available for you guys anytime. Always free, always available. So I like that part. And again, I do so appreciate you guys' patience with my jumping the schedule around for the show. Okay, so everybody get into your comfy spot. If your hands are crossed or your legs are crossed, uncross them. So you have an open body position. Sit up, straighten your chair, but be comfortable. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath, beginning to fill your belly first and then allowing your lungs to expand. Feel the breath going into every cell of your body and then a big exhale out and just let the body relax. Allow your face to relax and your scalp. Allow your cheeks, your neck, your shoulder to relax. Allow your chest, your arms, your upper back, your lower back, your abdomen. Let it all go. Let it be easy and relaxed. Keep breathing some nice deep belly breaths in. And on the exhale, let it all go. Allow your legs to relax, your ankles, your feet, your toes. Imagine anything that you're having difficulty with. Imagine it just going right out the bottom of your feet into Mother Earth, where she can take it and turn it into something positive and recycle it for another day. So now I would like you to listen to my words. And as I say these words, you can repeat them, or you can just follow along quietly. And loving kindness. I offer you loving kindness. I allow my heart to be opened to receive the loving kindness. As I am able to receive and accept the loving kindness as a warm embrace, my heart expands. Now, as I can feel this loving kindness in the center of my heart, in my being, this may be something new that you've never felt before. Take a moment and anchor that feeling. And as you now have the feeling of loving kindness in your heart, offer that loving kindness to someone who you don't know. It could be a grocery store clerk, could be a neighbor who you're not really familiar or friendly with. Send that now out to someone who you don't know. I offer you loving kindness. And bring it back in. And now think about someone you do know, someone you love. Picture their face and offer them the loving kindness. And say, I now offer you loving kindness. And as that loving kindness energy goes out, oftentimes you'll feel it come back. And as the loving kindness goes in this sort of circle motion, it grows and it gains more and more energy. And as we share it with each other, now I'd like you to picture someone that you have a difficult relationship with. It could be a former spouse, it could be a parent, it could be a child. And now, offer them the loving kindness. I wish you well. I love you. God bless you. I now offer you this loving kindness. And now come back to the loving kindness in you, and know that I am offering you loving kindness. I bless you. I love you. I offer you loving kindness. So just take a moment to breathe that in, to sit with that, see how it feels. For some of you, it may be the first time you've ever offered yourself loving kindness. Love is the cure of all ills. Tend to and are taught to look for love outside of ourselves. The first time we were ever told, I love you, made love conditional, because then somebody could take that away, and it instilled a fear in all of us. and subconsciously. When in your heart and in your core, in your being, you can offer yourself love, then the big stuff may bring you down to your knees, but you're going to get back up again. So when the divorce happens, when you lose your retirement account, when you have a loss in the family, you will be able to get back up again. Because that love never can be taken away. That's the love you want to know. That's the love you want to own and you want in your heart. We're not taught this in school. Thing that in Eastern religions, they are taught. And when we look at Japan and look at the Japanese school system, they're a beautiful model. They teach children how to have open dialogue and to work out issues that they have with each other. They teach them that they are whole, that they are divine. And you are. I would love to see this be taught in schools in America and in the Western world. And if you're in a position where you can bring some aspect of this into schools, that's fabulous. The most important thing is to bring it into your own home, because when in bringing it into your own home, then your own life will change and it has a ripple effect and it will go out. It will go out and it will start to make a difference. Sometimes, no matter how much loving kindness you can maneuver, a relationship may end. And it could be for so many reasons. But when we're looking at addiction, oftentimes there could be abuse involved, or you just can't take it anymore. You know, for example, with my own self, my former husband, we would drive. We had a limousine company, and he would drive the limousines intoxicated. And that's pretty scary when you are on the other side, when you have kids that you know you have to support, and you're doing everything you can to pay the bills, to take care of those kids because your spouse is not contributing financially, that may be grounds to walk away. You know, I don't tell people, I never advise people when to walk away. Only you can make that decision. I do see Jules. I do see you, Jules, in the chat room. So just let me know if you want me to answer that on the air. If not, if you stay on the chat in this chat room after the show, I will be happy to answer that question. So just let me know if it's okay to answer the question on the air. If it's not, then I will answer that privately afterwards. And I'm sending you love and kindness. You know, we change from. We have this idea that, you know, so many of us get married young, and we don't really understand often what marriage or being in a relationship is about. And we change because we are always moving and we're fluid. And sometimes our spouse doesn't change with us. And sometimes you can still work together, live together, and sometimes you can't. There are, I see many people who have been married for long periods of time. And the question that we have in the chat room is, I'm looking for a divorce after 30 years of marriage. And Wayne Dyer, the guru himself, got divorced a few years ago from his wife, or his wife divorced him. And he was married for like 40 years. So people change. And oftentimes when you've been married for a long time, and especially if you've had children, you focus on the children. And we don't often give ourselves the attention we deserve. And sometimes we don't give ourselves the attention they deserve. It's possible to revive some marriages, but both parties have to want to do that. Now, this is particularly for Jules in the chat room, because I'm being downloaded this as I'm talking. In this case, and again, you have to make the choice. I never advise people to get divorced or not to get divorced, because at the end of the day, only you walk in your shoes. I can help you and let you know what I see, but ultimately it's up to you to make that decision. And the fact that you're asking about it and what can I see about it indicates that, you know, it sounds like it's moving forward. It looks like it's moving forward. And let me know if that's correct, because I'm getting a yes, that it is moving forward. I'm seeing that you still have a lot of life ahead of you, and that are there three children involved? This is much easier on the phone, but just let me know, because I'm seeing three children, or the energy of three children. One, okay, for both of you. And okay, because I'm seeing the number, I'm seeing three, so it could be that you know, that there's other children or energy who, when your child was growing up, maybe he had cousins or things like that sort of seemed like siblings. And it looks like you're an empty nester. It looks like the house is clear. And are you thinking about keeping the house, the family house? Just let me know. If you can just let me know in the chat room. Okay, is by letting it go, though it's difficult, because, you know, divorce is a loss no matter which way we look at it, even if the relationship was a difficult one. What they're saying is you will be breathed a new life, though there will be a time of rest. So allow yourself that. Allow yourself to go through the grieving process, because there is a grieving process with this. So allow yourself to go through that. Be supported in that process. If you don't have a circle of friends who can support you in a positive way, then I encourage you to get some outside assistance with that. And try not to stay stuck in the energy of because divorces can be, you know, very traumatic, and they can have a lot of negativity to them. Allow the opportunity for what the relationship has brought to you to continue to bring you gifts. Because what they're showing me is that you are able to see the gift in something that looks like a broken bicycle. I don't know where the broken bicycle came from, but that's what they're showing me. You can see the gift in that broken bicycle. You can make a garden sculpture with it, is what they're saying. So you can see the gift in the old, rusted out parts. Okay? So take that and think about, and I'd like you to journal about the gift that the relationship brought to you, because you're going to find that there are more gifts in there then you know, you have able to see or acknowledge. And when you're going through the time of divorce, it can help to lighten it up, and it can also help you through the grieving process, because we often hold on to you know, the trauma of it, the negative side of it. And again, you do have to go through the natural five stages of grief, but that being said, you can help yourself get through it in a positive way, okay? So in the days when you just want to stay home in your PJs, just do it. But I'd like you to do some journaling around it, around the whole thing, and look, pick out the gifts, pick out the gems that came out of those 30 years. But no, you have a whole new life ahead of you. You have an opportunity now to move, and they're saying to clear everything. I'm seeing a clear board, clear slate. You have an opportunity to, and I don't want to say start all over in a sense that, you know, because oftentimes we think starting over means, oh my God, I have to start from scratch. Now what am I going to do? I don't get that feeling around you. I feel like you have support. I feel like that you're going to walk away from this in a way that, you know, you're not going to be financially bust, we'll say that, okay? I feel like you're going to be able to walk away in a sense where you will be able to find your new life tribe if you don't have one, because I'm not really seeing a lot of people around you. So find a tribe who you can love and who can love you. That's the best way to get through this, okay? Time-wise, time is kind of, can be a tricky thing. Let's see. It looks like it'll be done this year. It doesn't look like that it stretches into next year. And again, they're saying that you have a clean slate and that what I'm hearing is you could move clear out of the county. My guides are so funny. They bring me some of the craziest things, you know, the way they say things. But they're saying you could move clear out of the county is what they're saying. So don't feel like you're tied down and that, because life is changing for you tremendously. Your heart is just opening now, and it's a beautiful thing. You have around you. Now's the time to step into that power, step into the embrace of the crone, into this life change, this and really live it, okay? Oh, we're out of time. I don't know where the time goes, honestly. Oh, my goodness. So I was being in the chat room there for quite a while. We do have a caller on Skype, and I'm only going to be able to take you for about 30 seconds. So caller, you are on the air. Hi, caller. Hello. Okay. And the caller is possibly just listening, so I'm going to remute them. All right. We have a minute left, and I want to thank you all for taking time out of your day, your weekend, to listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, and for taking the time. I want you to acknowledge that for you. Thank yourself for you giving you this time. You can find me on my website, CynthiaFontaine.com, or on Facebook, CynthiaFontaine.intuitive. And I love you all so much. Let me know what you want to talk about. And we will, again, be having Reese Thomas on, hopefully sometime in June would be great. I'm going to catch up with him after he has a few days to rest after. Love you all. Have a fantastic week.
Let there be light in my life, let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. And let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Let there be light in my life. Let me know eternal peace. Let the waves upon this ocean sweep me off my feet. And let my heart fill with the silence of the open sea. Dark thoughts, goodbye. Hello, clear. reaching far beyond my dreams. Sun dances on my skin, and I'm in between. Let there be light in my life. Let there be roads to eternity. Let me cast aside the darkness that's surrounding me. Let me roam free like the spirit I was meant to be. Around us, and I ask why. We'll be gone too easily as we arrive. Yes, we'll be gone.